You mentioned the overview, and we just finally had the publication of the 2000 overview. Is there anything in there that you think is important for clinicians in practice to know about? Anything that came out of that that is not common knowledge?
Actually, there's nothing in it that I think is strikingly different than the overview that was published in 1998. I think that what is important about the overview is it shows that we're not delaying recurrence and death, but rather adjuvant therapy seems to be preventing. In other words, the relapse-free survival and the overall survival advantages that accrue early in the patient's kind of clinical course actually are maintained out to 15 years. And so that's really good news because there don't appear to be late toxicities which are eroding those advantages. I think that that's one thing that the overview says that's powerfully important. There's a lot of work in the overview about anthracyclines and some of the anthracycline-based regimens. They do an analysis. What made the headlines is that if you use a good chemotherapy regimen plus a good hormonal regimen, you reduce your risk of mortality about 50%. So that's something that wasn't really, you know, with the publication, it's something we all knew, but the publication caused a special notice. There are three things that are kind of disappointing about the overview. One of the things is that it doesn't have any information about the taxanes. And over a lot of the world, one of the big questions is whether or not they should be using taxanes. The second thing is that they don't have anything about really what I would call modern markers. A lot of controversy has raged over whether or not HER2 might in some way either predict prognosis or predict, more importantly, treatment effect. And trials, any individual trials underpowered to address this question. You do a meta-analysis when you have many trials that each individually is underpowered to address a question, and it would be good to see the overview move into that area. And then finally, the third disappointment with the overview is how it was written. You know, this overview was done in September of the year 2000. Unfortunately, the writing committee, made up of mostly medical oncologists and surgical oncologists, had very little opportunity to actually write the manuscript. It was written mostly by statisticians. And therefore, I think that they missed some things of potential clinical relevance, whereas I think medical oncologists would have written it within a year. It's now 4.5 years, which is an unjustifiably long delay for anything as important as the overview.
What would you have liked to have seen written about there that wasn't?
I think in the end, most of what I would have liked to have seen written up was written into the overview. The specific things, though, are, I guess I would just like the style of the overview to be different. It'd be organized in a slightly different way.